On and I'll mute everybody up. Right. Welcome everybody to our Sunday Divine Service on the 15th of March 2026, which here in the UK is Mothering Sunday. Just a few housekeeping bits and pieces before we get started. So we will be recording the first part of this evening. I'll stop the recording when we get to the message section of the evening, just in case anything, slightly private or personal comes out that we don't particularly want to be on the recording. So the first half of the Sunday service will be available to download for free after the service by going to free downloads on the website and then clicking the Sunday service archive. So we've moved them slightly from where they used to be. And we put all the free stuff together now, so it's kind of easier to find. If you want to record the service yourself, of course, you're more than welcome, but please note that any recordings that you make are for personal use only and in no way, shape, or form for resale purposes. Now, I've decided to stop producing notes for all of the Sunday services as they are largely channeled, even the divine services now. I've got a larger channeled element to it. Because I've started to channel the meditations. But for divine services, because I use somebody else's prayer and blessing, if you want a copy of the prayer or blessing, Sue Little has very, very kindly agreed to disseminate them. So you need to get in touch with Sue. You can contact her on edwin.c.notes@googlemail.com if you want a copy of the prayers from this evening. Also, we're still wrestling with this Zoom thing that is supposed to create a transcript of what I'm saying. So Sue very kindly and very boldly has agreed to receive the transcript, to check it against the recording, and to edit it. And if it works, then there will also be a transcript copy available of tonight's meditation and channeling. But it might not work. The last couple of times we've tried it, it's been a bit dodgy and a bit difficult to kind of pull it all together. So anyway, if you're interested in a possible transcription, then shoot me an email and I'll keep a little record of you. And if it works, I'll let you all know. I'll just send it all off to you. Should you receive a message this evening and have a question about it, you can email me directly about that, edwincourtney@googlemail.com. But please make reference to what I've said in regards to the message, because if you just send me an email and say, "Hi, my name's Enid, and you gave me a message on Sunday," I won't have a clue who you are or what message I gave you. So I just need you to give me the bare bones of it, and that'll enable me to kind of tap back into my distant memory. It's just that when I'm channeling, because the information isn't coming from my brain, but it's coming through my brain, I can't really remember what I've said unless somebody gives me a bit of a prompt, and then I can kind of key back into it. We won't have any Q&As this evening because it's a service and not a lecture. The service will last an hour with no break. At the moment, you're all muted, which means that my voice should be the only one that you can hear. And that's how the majority of the evening will play. And that's it. I think we can start. I think we can get going. So we're going to start with a little meditation. Divine service meditations are for us, they're for our self-care and nurture. And as today it is Mothering Sunday here in the UK, we're going to have a meditation with the Mother of Angels, the Shekinah, and we're going to have a small channeling from her too within the body of the meditation itself. But before we do any of that, we're going to start with a prayer. Now, this prayer is based on a poem by a man called Geoffrey Olsner, and it's written in a kind of response type form. So each of the lines of the prayer starts with the words Shekinah Malkuth, and then there is a tag on line, descend over me. So as I recite the prayer, I want you to say with me, Shekinah Malkuth, and then let me say the tagline, and then we'll say Shekinah Malkuth together, and then the tagline, Shekinah Malkuth, and then the tagline. So you're saying with me the words Shekinah Malkuth. So I want you to close your eyes, get nice and settled in your chair. If you were going to hold your attention anywhere whilst you're reciting this prayer, it would be on your heart center. So you can place your hands over your heart if you want to, if it makes it easier for you to hold your focus there. Just make sure that your shoulders are nice and loose and relaxed. Lower back is nice and supported. Chair taking your full weight. Let's take a few breaths to get nice and centered. In through the nose and out through the mouth, as if you were blowing through a straw as you breathe out. So, in and out. And in. And out. And in. And out. Okay, let your breathing just return to its normal rhythm. I'm going to pop an image on the screen. This is an icon that I created of Shekinah using AI earlier on today. As we recite the prayer together, I'd like you to focus on the image of the icon. You can either focus on the eyes of the icon, or you can allow your vision to wander. I don't want you to strain your eyes. Don't stare at it as if you were trying to activate your heat vision and burn a hole in it. A nice relaxed gaze, but just gazing at the image on the screen as we recite the prayer together. Shekinah Malkuth, descend over me. Shekinah Malkuth, with your light crown. Shekinah Malkuth, meet me at the crossroads. Shekinah Malkuth, for thine is the power. Shekinah Malkuth, whisper to me thy secrets. Shekinah Malkuth, for I am ready. Shekinah Malkuth, descend over me. Shekinah Malkuth, with your light crown. Shekinah Malkuth, align my bones. Shekinah Malkuth, heal my mind. Shekinah Malkuth, cleanse my heart. Shekinah Malkuth, open my spirit. Shekinah Malkuth, descend over me. Shekinah Malkuth, with your light crown. Shekinah Malkuth, devour me sweetly. Shekinah Malkuth, teach me to pray. Shekinah Malkuth, initiate me. Shekinah Malkuth, commune with my soul. Shekinah Malkuth, descend over me. Shekinah Malkuth, with your light crown. Shekinah Malkuth, in the white tent of all our nights together, Shekinah Malkuth, shine over my bed. Shekinah Malkuth, abide with me at midnight. Shekinah Malkuth, I offer you this heart. Now continue to focus on the image on the screen. And relax. Breathing a little slower, a little deeper, a rhythm that is comfortable for you. Making sure there's no tension in your shoulders or your neck, in your hands or your feet. Chair taking your full weight. focusing on the sound of my voice and the image on the screen with a relaxed gaze. Gazing at the image of the Mother of Angels, of the Shekinah. You can relax your hands down to your lap, palms uppermost, keeping the focus on the heart staying nice and open. And when you're ready, you can close your eyes. In the darkness of your closed eyes, you feel her before you, the Great Mother, Shekinah, Shekinah. Hers is a familiar spirit. You have felt it many times before, but not always known its name. Hers is the spirit of comfort given when our spirit is sad and lonely. Hers is the secret and silent embrace that eases the burden of grief. Hers is a mother's love as it should be given, unconditionally, never asked for, but given when needed, given when not needed, always with compassion, forgiveness, empathy, and love. It is a power that bridges the space between you and the Great Mother, making her vastness feel homely and within reach. In your mind's eye, you see her sat before you. Her thin, transparent, pale pink veil is pulled completely over her face, but you can see beneath the veil that she is smiling, that her eyes are kind. She is the mother of all things, of all creatures. And as you gaze upon her face, as you gaze into her eyes, you see the face of your own mother within hers. You see the best of your mother within her. She smiles and takes her veil in her hands and, lifting it, bends forwards, extending it over your head, placing her forehead against your own, so that the two of you sit forehead to forehead beneath her veil together, beneath the tent of her light. Her breath smells like roses. Her warmth permeates your body, your mind, your heart, your spirit. The embrace of her wings forms a perfect sacred circle around you, holding you safe. And her love, like an infinite, vast, never-ending ocean, swells your heart. And without speaking, she seems to say,
I am here. I am here. I am here.
Your heart opens wider, drinking in her love, the mother's love, a love you had forgotten you needed, unconditional, simple, caring, kind. Drink deep of this ideal, of this cosmic, unconditional love, and open your spirit so that she might speak to you.
Dearest and most beloved one, I am the Shekinah, the Shekinah, the mother of all, and I bring you love, 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 infinite and unconditional. Love as mercy, love as compassion, love as forgiveness, love in kind, love, plain and simple, the food that all things need. Drink deep, my dearest heart, drink deep, my dearest love. Fill yourself with this unending gift. You cannot take too much. It is here in its infinite nature for you. Ah, these are such challenging times. It is so difficult on earth. Such sadness and such pain, such anger and such fear. And you, the sensitive one, are open to it all. A broadcast that comes from every side. And in the center of this maelstrom, you stand trying to be strong, trying to be wise, trying to be kind, but recognizing the importance of honoring who you are and where you are, grounded, rooted, protected, weathering the storm, but at times frightened, and at times alone. But solitude is an illusion. Loneliness, a falsity. For I am here, always here, the mother of all life, the spirit of the Mother of God. And even in your darkest moments, my hand holds yours. My arm folds itself around your shoulder. I am here. You are never alone. It is important that you continue to do what you do. The healing that you give, the guidance that you give, the love that you radiate, the wisdom and the truth. but I know at times that it is hard. And so I have come to remind you that it is acceptable to take a breath, take a pause, to take some space, to be in need, and to reach out for help. And that I am one of the many who may provide you with the assistance that you seek. Providing you with shelter from the storm, sanctity and peace, communion with the divine, space and time to process, to try to understand, to regulate and find balance. I am the mother of all, but I am also the sacred space, the temple, the hearth, the tent, the oasis. I can unfold my heart and make it into a shield, impenetrable, a fortress in which you might find strength. You have only to speak my name, and I will come. I am here for you, my love, my dear heart, my dearest one. I will always be here for you. So rest for a moment in my company. Let me soothe you. Let me bring you peace. And in a moment, it will be time to return. It is almost time to return. The mother lifts the veil and sits upright, disentangling herself from your energy, sliding the veil back over her face, smiling, always smiling. She places her hand over your heart briefly, extending her blessing as a protection that shimmers around you like a nimbus of golden light. And then she begins to fade.
give your thanks to the Mother. And take a few deep breaths. Breathing in and out and down through your legs and your feet into the earth below. Extending roots of light deep and wide to ground yourself. Breathing into the solar plexus and the sacral center. Blurring your consciousness back into your body, centering yourself. Protecting yourself in your usual way if you feel the need to do so. And in your own time, when you're ready, opening your eyes. Now, I will just quickly say before we switch the recording off and get onto the messages, and I should have said this earlier on, really, because I assumed everybody would know who the Shekinah was. So the Shekinah is mentioned in Gnostic texts as being Mrs. God, really. So we have Jehovah or Yahweh, and we have Shekinah. And she is the mother aspect of a Gnostic trinity, alongside Sophia, who is the maiden, and Siege, who is the crone. And Shekinah is sometimes called the mother of angels, and she is depicted as being many-winged. And in some Gnostic texts, it is she who is said to have given birth to all of the angels, which is why she gets her title from. And she's venerated now not only by Gnostics, but also by the goddess lovers in the spiritual community, whether they be Wiccan or otherwise. She's one of the figures that is venerated as a kind of cosmic mother presence. Good. So I'll send that image to Sue. And so if you want that, and if you want the prayer, then Sue's the person to get in touch, edwin.c.notes@gmail or googlemail.com. I'm going to switch the recording off now, and we're going to get on to the second part of our divine service, which is the messages.